And hello, everybody. Hi. Apparently, we're going to start this podcast with purses.
Well, no, because you were talking about the Bubble Butt song. That's annoying.
I wasn't talking about Creation, though.
No. The Creation song is Gucci and Louis and stuff. No, I'm talking about the Drake Versace song that they're playing on the radio all the time now. It's like Versace, 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 something and something is Versace. So annoying.
Anyways, today is July 29th, 2013. This is Four Credits Podcast.
Four Credits Podcast.
I'm Chris.
I'm Matt.
Yes, you are.
I'm not Drake. I was going to say I'm Drake.
You are drunk if you think you're Drake. I am drank.
I am not drank.
Or let Drake. Me buy you a drink.
Ooh-wee-oo.
Ooh-wee-oo.
I'm not Lil Jon either. Even though I kind of sometimes wish I was.
Yeah, my throat's not in it to actually do that stuff right now. So I'm not gonna...
Yeah? Okay.
You missed one in between.
What's the other one?
You just said it.
What? Oh, yeah. What?
I was expecting you to just say what. I was gonna be like, uh-huh. What? And then you'd be like,
okay,
I'm confused. I was really going for an Abbott Costello moment there, but
didn't work.
You didn't really, because you sort of said, what was the other one?
I forgot.
Yeah.
Anyway.
That's okay.
We're not any hip-hop artists, but we are here to talk about video games. Kind of, maybe.
We eventually will talk about video games.
Yeah, at some point.
No, this will be a pretty short cast for you guys today, because as you might be able to tell, my voice is a bit... blah, because I am a bit under the weather. I took the day off and didn't make it to school today, so that does not make me feel good.
Hey, but the nice thing about college, you don't have to show up.
Yeah, but I lose participation points.
Well, there's that.
Yeah, one of my the teacher I have totally marked you down if you're not in class.
Ooh, that sucks.
Yeah, how stupid is that, right?
Some of them are like that, some of them aren't.
Just like, I already paid for your class, you're already getting paid. Leave me alone. Yeah. That's me throwing money. Okay, well...
The bands make her dance.
What?
The song.
Okay, well, we're going to move it. We're going to move off of it.
Bands make her dance.
Yeah. So, anyways.
Like stacks of money.
You had a run-in with the law today.
I did. Got pulled over for the first time by a police officer.
Wait, as opposed to getting pulled over by somebody else?
Right, like if some dude just wanted to pull you over...
How exactly would he go about doing that?
You get up on your really close to your tail and just pressure you slowly to move to the right. Which is, weirdly enough, what the cop was doing at first. I was like, I think he's trying to pull me over. And then finally he turned his lights on. I was like, oh, okay.
Oh, yeah, dude. No. What they do is they come up behind you.
Yeah.
And they run your license plate.
Uh-huh.
And after they're done with that, they flip the lights.
And they're like,
but
okay.
They follow you for a while. And so you, like, see them, and you're like, crap, what I do. What
yeah, exactly.
I do, crap.
I thought I was speeding, because I was going down Santa Margarita, and he caught me. It was, like, right when I first saw him, he was in the lane next to me. And I was right about to go down a hill, and I was already going 50, and I know that's a 50 zone.
No. Santa Margarita going down the hill
is
55.
Really? It's
after you pass Melinda.
There?
It becomes 55.
Okay, then I was good. Then I wasn't speeding.
And then going across.
I got
the...
up to 60 on the hill down, and I was worried that that's why he was pulling me over. But it ended up being okay. He just wanted to check my tags.
Can I see your driver's license?
He didn't even ask for that. Actually.
What?
The first thing he said, well, because I had forgotten to turn off my car, and so I finally turned off my car, and then I had, even more embarrassing, I had forgotten to put it in park before I turned it off. So I was rolling away, like, oh, sorry, and I put him to park.
You were rolling away from him?
Yes, and it was so funny, though. He of course, he's seen it all, and so he just kind of puts his hand on my window, which is, it's like, keeps my car from going too far, as if he's had people in the past try to roll away from him or something. It was hilarious. And he starts laughing, so I feel better about it. So
yeah,
he's like,
you know what?
Sees the humor.
You know what?
In
at
it.
That point, out of all the mistakes you were making, he was probably like, oh, this guy's a total goofball. I gotta
let
him go. I
yeah,
think he probably helped
before
you
he
out.
Asked about the license, he said, have you ever gotten a ticket before? Ever been pulled over? Like, no.
Yeah, well, I've been pulled over many times. Not all, by the way, did I get tickets or anything for.
Not all.
couple of them. But I've been pulled over probably 5 times.
Yeah.
And not been given a ticket, and I wasn't really doing anything wrong. But I got pulled over. Go figure. Anyways, I've learned that there are certain things you do when you get pulled over. You immediately turn off the car,
right.
Roll down the windows. Not window, but windows. You take the keys, you put them on top of the car.
Interesting.
That is a huge security thing that cops already feel better about you, apparently. Uh-huh. I read it online, I've tried it, and it does work. Is you put it, the keys on top of your car, because that way they know you're not going to try to run or anything.
Yeah.
You're not going to try to do anything, because then you'd have to get your keys and you know, and then start the car and leave. So it
right.
gives them a bit of comfort. And also leave your hands on the wheel
uh-huh.
when they come up, because if your hands are down, they're going to be nervous that you have some sort of weapon with you, because otherwise, you know, so 10 and 2 until they tell you otherwise. good times. Yeah.
But yeah.
You had your first one.
Yeah, it was all right.
Lucky you. Only one time have you been pulled over.
Pretty sure I need to actually, now this actually will make me do it, because I thought, when I got the car, I thought the dude did the registrations renewal, but I guess he didn't.
Wait, so you told me that the cop looked it up and said that you did renew it.
Because I think I'm good until the end of August. So I have one more month on the original registration.
Well, but the sticker on the outside of the car.
They did not send me the, they were supposed, we thought they were going to send us stickers and said they sent the renewal notice and said I wouldn't get my stickers until I renewed. Because the stickers had been probably sent to the previous owner.
Well, okay, you realize that stickers get sent a year apart, so it would have been last August.
So yeah, it would have been way before I got the car.
What it more of sounds like is he took the sticker off of his car that he sold you and put it onto another car. That's what it sounds like to me.
The worst.
Regardless,
I have to get it renewed anyways so I can get new stickers.
Yeah, but
it's $100 though.
Yeah, that's nothing.
I'm just super.
I think mine was 180.
Although, if I want to do a custom plate,
I have a custom plate.
I could get a custom plate if I spend a little more money.
Yeah, it's like another $25 a year.
I could do that.
What would you get?
I have no
idea. Whacker drill.
I don't know what the words would be, but I'd definitely get the whale because I like the whale. The whale tank.
That costs more.
Sure.
The 25 is just to get your personalized numbers and letters.
I
think the whale is another $50.
I like the whale.
Okay. He likes the whales.
I like the whale. Although,
what's the porpoise of that?
Though my favorite is if I was in Florida, because they have a sea turtle.
I want a sea turtle
on my license plate.
I remember a long time ago when my favorite animal was a turtle.
Yeah, turtles are pretty cool.
Yeah.
Turtle.
So, let's get into video games then.
Yeah, do you want to start or you want me to go? Because I'm going to be done.
You can go ahead.
So yeah, I've been playing a lot of games. I played Rock Band today. That's Rock Band 1.
There have been 2 other games since.
You know what's annoying?
What?
Inner Sandman. That song's annoying. I failed the first time on hard.
Okay.
Guitar. And then I had to play it again and barely passed with 3 stars. It was a pain. The solo in that song is super annoying.
It is really terrible.
Yeah.
Yes.
I don't like Metallica. But you knew that already.
Yeah, I did know this. this comes to no surprise to me that you don't like Metallica.
No, yeah.
Okay.
So that was a pain. Been playing more Tetris Blitz. It's still fun. They added a level up feature with experience points. So you get extra coins whenever you level up. Pretty cool.
Okay.
It's neat. They didn't have that before. Now they do. I didn't play any other games that I can think of right now. I did play the game of figuring out what's wrong with my car. That's a game that I will be finishing hopefully this week.
The game of life he was playing.
Sure.
Unfortunately, he landed on a bad tile, which he had to pay auto loans too, or something. I don't know.
Your car broke down. Go to the mechanics place.
And usually it costs like $5,000 or something. It's like some ridiculous. Sort of weird, like, yeah. The Game of Life, everything gives and takes such large amounts of money. It's not really about life.
It's really a metaphor. It's a metaphor for real life.
It really isn't.
What, you don't have 6 children?
I don't think I do. I haven't made any trips to the sperm bank recently, but last time I checked, I think only 3 children are out there running around.
There should be...
I'm joking.
If anybody out there needs a title for their rap album, you should call it Overdrawn at the Sperm Bank. You can credit me. Just thought of that just now. Anyways. What have you been playing? What have you been playing?
Why does it
sound... thought of that just now. Pretty proud of myself.
Why does that sound like something Jay-Z would have an album called?
No, he's too classy now.
Oh, he's too... Oh,
he's
sorry.
Naming stuff after sorry. Things in museums now. So it would have to be like 2 Chainz.
2 Chainz. Okay, that, yeah, 2 Chainz, that I would believe.
Based on a true story, 3:: Overdrawn at the Sperm Bank. Anyways.
Me likey. So, gaming. Oh my. I've actually played a couple things this week. I went back and played probably 6 or 7 hours of Borderlands 2.
That's a lot of Borderlands 2.
It is a lot of Borderlands 2. I was going back with my main character, my commando, and because they raised the level cap, I still really haven't played with him. He's still level 50, although I almost got him up to level 51 today. It is really annoying how long it takes for them to level up after they hit level 50.
Yeah.
But I have been playing through with him on True Vault Hunter mode. No, Vault Hunter mode. Not True Vault Hunter mode. That's the mode. Or Ultimate. It comes after True.
True Vault Hunter mode is the mode you unlock after beating the game once.
And then you get Ultimate.
Then you get Ultimate with the new stuff. Yeah.
I was playing True Vault Hunter mode. Going commando, I am not. Not
he's
right
wearing
now.
Pants.
No, that's
and underwear.
Anyways, I've been going through, and I was trying to pick up a couple loose achievements in that game.
Don't trust them.
I picked up the one for completing level 1 challenges in every field.
Huh.
That took a while, especially since one of them forced me to get 750 close range shotgun kills,
that's
meaning
intense.
Right in front of your face.
Is that what that means?
I only had like 300 before that.
So you had to get 400 more?
Yeah, it was ridiculous.
Jeez.
Then I also, let's see, I played the Bar Room Blitz specifically. I need to sound that out because it's not the song, although I kind of wish they played the song in the background while you were in there fighting guys. Think about how awesome that would be for Borderlands humor. I don't know why they didn't play the song.
Didn't want to get the rights.
I guess. I don't know how much that would have costed, but I think it would have been well worth the money. So.
Songs in Rock Band 1.
Yeah, obviously they paid for it, so.
Actually, I believe it's a cover.
Rock Band 1 was almost all covers, wasn't it?
It wasn't almost all covers. It was like maybe there's 5 covers out of like 20-something
Well,
songs.
Let's say they cover it. And put it in there. I think it would have been good. But I went and I did that for probably 3 hours because it was the quickest way to get TDR coins.
Uh-huh.
No, not TDR. Is it Mr. TDR's?
Torg.
Thank you.
Coins?
Torg coins. I knew it started with a T, different weapons manufacturer, though. I was...
Vladov.
Yes. No, if you play level 3 of that, it's a repeatable quest. And just... For completing it, you get 20 coins. On top of that, though, while you're killing guys inside of said bar, you're gaining more
coins.
On top of it. So, I was able to get enough to buy a crazy weapon. Hold on. All right.
Cat wants out.
Cat wants out. Cat out of the room.
Cat's out of the bag.
And I was going with that, just saying cat's out of the room, though. So, I was able to do that and get a special little thing. What was the other thing that I did?
Special little thing.
Yeah. I'm trying to remember what the other... Because I did get another achievement. Oh! That's right. It was getting the 10 pictures of Moxie.
Oh.
When I was doing the Blitz, it was just... I probably got 30 of them.
Okay. Because
there were so many enemies I was killing. That was fun. I'm still enjoying that game a lot. I'm a little annoyed that the B shield is gone. It was the overpowered shield in the game that everyone went for, and it sort of made you crazy good, because it had an amp shot bonus, which meant that if your shield was full and you took a shot with your gun, obviously, not alcohol, sorry, we're not drinking this week. If you shot somebody, that bullet would do its damage plus the amp bonus damage. But what was special about this shield is that it wouldn't deplete any of your shield when you took that shot.
That's cool.
So you could shoot over and over and over and over again with that amp shot bonus as long as your shield was full.
Yeah.
Other amp shot shields, they
take a chunk
out of your shield, so you have to replenish that before getting the amp bonus.
Yep.
Well, they got rid of that, unfortunately, so they're weaker. And that's sort of depressing. Everyone was really pissed off when they updated that. Because, let's face it, it's everyone that had one.
Everyone?
Every single person. Yes. No, they were upset because, honestly, it's not an MMORPG in the sense that you're going around. There is PvP.
Kinda.
Not really. It's not really an aspect of the game anybody plays. But I think they should have just left it, because so what, something's a little overpowered. It doesn't matter. Some of the enemies in the game are way too powerful.
Yeah.
So I think it's only fair that you get some items that if you, you know, if you fight, you know, specific, if you grind to kill this guy to get this item, I think you should be, you know,
yeah,
you should get it.
Yeah.
But anyway, so I played a lot of Borderlands 2, and I'm going to be playing a bit more of that. I'm going to be finishing Tiny Tina's campaign, and it was recently announced, we talked about it last week, that there will be more DLC coming for Borderlands 2.
Yep.
That being said, I kind of want to get some characters up to the highest level, 61, so that then I'll be able to go up to 72.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think that'd be crazy to be able to have multiple trees at their max. Space?
Is one of the DLCs in space?
Is one of the DLCs in space? I hadn't heard about what they were yet.
Space.
I mean, for all we know, why not? They've gone into mythical worlds.
Speaking of space.
What?
I tell you, I made the... This isn't a video game, but it might as well be.
Okay.
I made the instantly regrettable decision.
If that is a DLC, Mike, that would be awesome. If that's a confirmed DLC, attack on Hyperion Mission Control, that'd be cool.
Cool.
It's what was mentioned at the
end.
Oh, well, we haven't gotten to the end of Tiny Tina's DLC.
Spoilers, Mike. We won't say anything more about that then. What I was going to say was my dad and I suffered through Transformers 3. We hadn't seen it before, and so we decided...
Oh, the movie!
Yes. So we decided to watch it on Netflix, because it was on there, and there's nothing else on.
It's an okay movie.
Oh, no, really not.
I like it. There's no
Megan
Fox.
That doesn't make it any better. It was so terrible.
Hello, CLD 1995.
Hello, everybody. Okay. Oh, but
you okay there?
Sorry, post-trauma after that movie.
I liked it. Action flicks, though.
It was just as bad, if not worse, than the second one. And yeah, it has more of a plot than the second one.
Yeah,
that doesn't make it any better.
The third Transformers movie has a plot, okay?
It's so bad, though.
Well, your opinion.
It was really painful. But anyways, moving on. What else did you play?
Yeah, okay, I have brain farted.
Disgusting.
Crap. Well, we're going to talk about it a little later.
Right.
Are we going to do an actual review on it?
That is your call.
I say no.
No? Then talk about it now.
Okay. We're not going to do a review on it because it's DLC. We're going to talk about, DLC as much as the whole entire game is
yes.
DLC. No, the new episode of The Walking Dead, 400 Days. I caught myself. Walking Dead, 400 Days. We're going to talk about that. I did pick it up and I played through it in about 2.5 hours, if that. It is very short. And unfortunately, not very fulfilling.
This is a small donut.
Yeah, it's like, you get a donut hole, yeah. and you sort of wanted the donut short. Around it,
it's very
right?
short, and it's not very fulfilling.
You didn't really want that centerpiece, you more wanted the donut.
And so yeah, you're just
you got the donut hole. It's like,
What do they do with the bagel holes? Somebody on my Twitter tweeted that
actually,
the other day.
And
it's a fair question, right?
Good question.
It's a fair question.
Actually, I think
just tweeted, what do they do with the bagel holes? What do they do with the bagel holes?
I'm pretty sure both donuts and bagels are shaped that way. They don't actually come full like that, and then they pierce a hole in it. Just thought I should let you know that. They come in like a round dough with a hole already in it.
Like
and
a bundt cake?
Yes.
Are you saying they make donuts like a bundt cake?
Correct.
Okay.
And bagels are the same way.
Okay.
If you go to Brugger's, actually, you can watch them.
Brugger's.
You can watch them make the bagels, and they are really gross looking.
Good to know.
Let's search Google for it.
Okay. Yeah. Hey, report back.
Report back. But last time I checked, I'm pretty sure all donuts and bagels, you know, well, the donuts that are like jelly filled, stuff like that, okay, they're not made. The same holes. Way, because they don't have holes. But I'm pretty sure the donut hole was just created as a, like, hey, you ate the donut, now eat what was in the hole. Sort of like an advertising scheme of, like...
Has anybody ever... I think we should do this, by the way. We should do the where we get some donuts and we get some donut holes, and then put donut holes inside the donuts.
What would that accomplish?
It would be cool.
So you're saying you want a holeless donut?
Yes. I want to put a donut hole in a donut.
Big holes go down the rabbit hole and meet up with the donut holes and shoot some holes of golf.
Our resident
Thank
poet,
you,
Mike.
Thank sure.
Do they play golf with
Tiger Woods?
Tiger, no.
Is there some guy's name that's like has hole in it?
I wish.
Evander Hole.
No, that's he's a boxer.
Dang it.
Evander Holyfield.
Yes.
Sorry.
With the
book Holes. In the movie Holes starring Shia LaBeouf. Hey, we're back to Transformers now.
So, Transformers. Okay, well, let's get off donuts and bagels. I don't know why you... Why did you? He's talking about 400
let's
days.
Let's not try to figure that out.
Okay, Walking Dead 400 days. yes, I was talking about how it wasn't, like,
well,
it was the whole of the donut.
Filling,
it wasn't
yes.
the full, it wasn't filling,
it wasn't
you know?
Fulfilling.
Okay, so yeah, no, this chapter, episode,
thing.
Whatever you want to call it, was not very good. That's to put it bluntly. I think that Telltale Games really messed up with this because they had such a good following with the original series. This game, by the way, doesn't take place with the characters in the last one. So it doesn't go directly... If you beat all of the Telltale's original Walking Dead series, it doesn't begin at the end of that. Let me make that perfectly clear. It's just... it's a weird thing. Because what it is you start off... You just, there's a billboard in front of you, and it's got a bunch of pictures on it, and you basically choose one of the five, and you play their little tale, basically. Their little story about one of their hardships, and I do mean one of their hardships during the zombie apocalypse, because it's not only, some of them are at the beginning of the apocalypse, some of them are at the end, and it will represent that by how many days in to the apocalypse it is, just to give you a reference of time of how far advanced, how long it's been since it started and all that. If you mean it. Good point. Good point, our audience. Thank you. I don't know why I did that. I blame it on my sickness. I blame it on my illness.
I agree.
Thank you, Kat, from the Peanut Gallery. Wow. So, let's get back into the game. So yeah, you're playing other people's chapters, and depending on if you kill someone in this chapter, or you don't kill somebody in this chapter, or you save somebody in this, or you make a decision that makes this happen, such and such, blah blah blah, you know, it can go into long lengths, but there's choices that you make, and then at the end of playing all the chapters, your whole group congregates together, and depending on And what happens is you finally find out who you are looking at the billboard. Mm-hmm. You're a person that there's a colony that is growing, and it's supposed to be infection-free. And this person is going around collecting people and bringing them to the town in order to try to reestablish the civilization, you know. are you a person of interest? Technically, all of you, I guess, are a person of interest because you play five different people. But at the very end, like I said, she finds the group that is left. Basically, it's hard to explain, but anyways, you can save some people, not save some people, whatever. She finds your group, and then depending on the choices you made, some people leave with her, some people don't leave with her. I believe the point of it is to try to get all of them to leave with her. Mm-hmm. But I didn't. Three of my people went, or four of them did, I think, and two of them stayed behind. But that was basically the entire game. Or chapter, whatever you want to call it. Yeah. It was very short. It was not very fun, I'd say. because you didn't feel any connection towards the characters. Yeah. Unlike the original ones, the original episodes, the first episode you might have been a little pulling away from it and just not really cared, but then as you get to play the characters, interact with them, different conversations make people do different things, it changes the entire outcome of the game.
Right.
And that's what I think most people really liked about it. Are you supposed to save them all? You know, it doesn't really matter. Because I don't think they're going to make 400 days or something, or 401 days. I don't think they're going to make, or 401 days. I don't know. Honestly, I think it was just a cop-out quick thing to throw out to try to make an extra buck off of the already successful series, and I think that's a mistake off of Telltale, because I don't see them making a game progressionally after this one. So, they may make a whole new thing, but I don't think it's going to have anything to do with this 400 days.
So, you don't think that if they do make, say, a proper season 2 of The Walking Dead, do you think any of these characters will be mentioned?
No.
Okay.
I really doubt it. Just because I think it really took us away from it, and you don't feel a connection towards them because you just played them for about, like, 20 minutes,
That's fair.
So I really didn't like it. Unfortunately, if you were looking for the same exact Telltale-style gameplay, fortunately for you, you will get that. But it just won't be the same experience.
Yeah. Oh, that's sad.
And then, ongoing with EA's constant contributions to the Windows Phone market.
Oh, is our camera focusing? Sorry, does that by itself? We don't actually control
it. Yeah, we're not focusing it. It is an auto. But as I was beginning to say, EA has been going berserk all over the Windows Phone market.
That's gross.
Yeah. They're throwing out phone games left and right, and they're all crap.
You have a phone game, and you get to have a phone game, and you get a phone
game. Yeah. Well, they just recently came out with another crappy game called Blobster. It's not a blob that's involved in mob activity, because that would be cool.
Wasted opportunity.
Instead, it's just a platformer game.
Hey, I'm the Blobster.
Where you
give me money.
You side-scroll, go up, go down, collect stuff, get to the end of the level, you're done.
Sad.
Stupid game. Stupid game. It's splooging on Windows.
Ew.
Yes, some could say that EA is doing that. So I really don't know what EA's plan is for the future, but it seems like
Rocket
they've just...
Rocket chips.
Really? Who knows? Maybe that is their next phone game coming out. It's just a rocket ship. Nyan Cat.
Rocket ship.
Running out of steam up here alone, you know.
No, that's Rocket Man.
Oh, sorry. But anyways, so EA really has been going downhill, I've noticed. I'm hoping that'll change with such games as Mirror's Edge 2. And maybe, I don't know, Madden 25 will gain some traction. Personally, the only reason I will play that game is because I will be getting it free at GameStop Expo. Otherwise, I would not pick up a Madden game just because meh.
Go along.
Sport games, you know, each year you come up with a new one, there isn't really anything different about it. Some people rant and rave and say, oh, there's so much different. I don't really buy it. I don't think it's worth the extra $60, but I will play it because I'm getting it free, like
play
I said.
Play some Hand Egg.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. EA make all the games, and eventually people will have to buy them. There's a game for everyone, and we'll spend the money because reasons. Madden game, a Madden game. Exactly. Madden game is a Madden game. So that's, unfortunately, about all the gaming news I have for you besides playing Magic. I'll just leave that off to the side.
Gaming news.
Gaming news.
Now we have gaming news!
Now we have gaming news.
You said gaming news, referring to your own gaming news, but now we have real gaming news.
I did?
Yes, you said gaming news.
Yes, but that's because you said gaming news.
No, I didn't.
Yes,
you said gaming news before I said gaming news.
You said gaming news, then I said gaming news.
You said gaming news beforehand. You said, I don't really have that many, or I don't have any more gaming news for you.
Oh!
Yeah.
Wow, so I said gaming news, then you said gaming news, then I said gaming news, then you said gaming news. Okay.
By the way,
so let's
gaming news! Yeah.
News!
Anyways. So, let's talk about some news. Why don't we? We got... first up. So, this was rumored for a while, and it finally got confirmed. Who dat? That, indeed, Microsoft does have a plan for indie stuff on Xbox One. This one, David just texted me asking what I'm up to. He should know.
Is he down here with Alex?
Maybe. Yeah, maybe that's why.
Still? Okay.
But yeah, but they finally confirmed that yes, they do have a plan to allow indie developers to self-publish.
In fact, isn't just news for indie publishers, I should say. This is news for everyone.
Right. But everyone.
Specifically.
Well,
if
you're not Activision.
No. Some people get confused by if you use something like that, they'll go, oh, that's not about me. This is something about everyone.
This is about you.
It's about
you.
We,
you.
About you. Anyways, go on with the story. Stop looking at your phone.
I'm going to reply. Podcast.
Why? Don't respond. He should know.
Now.
Okay, anyways, they reported that
yes.
You will be able to not only use the Xbox One to play games, but also to create games. Now, how this is going to be implemented, we do not know. They've already said it will not be available at launch. It will be something that comes afterwards.
What's that game that you can make games with?
RPG Maker.
No.
Yeah, that is.
On the Xbox One.
Oh, on the Xbox One. Minecraft?
No, the one that they showed at E3. I
don't know.
You remember what this was. It was on there.
Don't know.
Thing.
But by the way, I should say this. I am going to be really annoyed when everyone has the ability to make their games. There's going to be so many freaking Minecraft games. It's going to be so stupid. There already are dozens of them from indie publishers on the Xbox Live Marketplace. But now with the Xbox One being able to create the games on this, so everyone will be able to, it's going to get stupid. There's going to be so many Minecraft games. Going to get stupid.
Get stupid. You heard
it
here,
folks. But I do not know what that game was.
It's Project something or something something.
Project
Anyways.
Runway.
Yes, it was Project Runway game.
Project Studio.
Tim Gunn is in it.
I don't know.
Tells you to make it work. Next up, Super Smash Bros. For the Wii U and the 3DS will not have a story mode like Subspace Emissary.
Woo-hoo!
Or any of the cutscenes or any of the BS that Subspace Emissary was.
Good. Actually, the cutscenes were good in that game.
But gone.
That's good. The
story
mode.
There may
mode,
be some sort of single player
mode,
but it won't be a platform.
No. It'll be like Melee or
probably.
The original, where it'll be fight these tier of enemies, you know.
Probably.
Which is what it really should have stayed as, because the Subspace Emissary was the weakest thing about that game.
Yeah.
In fact, I'm playing through it right now in order to unlock the characters on my Wii, because my data's on my Wii U, and if you want to play Super Smash Bros. Brawl, you have to play it on the Wii, because you can't plug GameCube controllers into the Wii U.
But...
You love the Emissary? Oh my god, we found the one person that loved
love
the Emissary.
Emissary.
I never thought I'd find a person. So it was easy.
It wasn't. That thing is hard.
The final boss was a little difficult, but besides that...
That thing was stupid hard.
It wasn't... Okay, the final boss was hard. The rest of it was really easy. And that being said... That being said, it was really boring. Nobody wanted to play it. When you plugged in the... Well, I 100%ed it, but that's because, you know, I was stupid like that and I wanted to.
You wanted all the Wii achievements.
There are no such thing.
That's the joke.
Yeah. Anyways, the only reason you play Super Smash Bros. Ball is for multiplayer.
Super Smash Bros. Ball?
Brawl. I said Brawl, didn't I?
I don't know.
Is my, like, nasal congestion mixed Maybe. With my braces just really...
Maybe.
But yes, you did.
Super Smash Bros. Ball. All right.
You know it.
The next one. It's a dancing game, actually.
Super Smash... Yeah, ball. I thought you were going to represent balls or something.
No, a ball, like a dance.
Oh. So, Super Smash Brothers
Balls. No, that would be Super Smash Brothers Balls. Yes, laugh.
So, actually, I am excited for that because I'm interested to see how we're going to be unlocking characters in this new game. It'll probably revert back to the old days, but I think it'd be really cool if they didn't do that because I hated having to play through all the tiers with every single character.
Maybe they'll just do a thing where, here, put in these buttons and we'll unlock all the characters. That's what they should do.
Well, we'll see. We still have a lot of news to come for Super Smash Bros., including a title.
And a release date.
I'm hoping they don't just leave it at Super Smash Bros. Wii U, Super Smash Bros. 3DS. Yeah, that would be stupid. Yes, I know there's never been one on said consoles, but you could say that for all of their consoles. They could have just called it Super Smash Bros. 64
Actually, I believe that is what it was called in Japan.
It makes sense because they were calling everything else 64.
Super does something, some Japanese word.
Yeah, Super was Smash in English?
Brothers. Yes.
Really?
Well, Japanese game titles do that all the time.
That's
where
annoying.
It'll be, a mix between English words and Japanese words. Like, I think it was Super Something Smash Brothers 64.
They changed one word in it.
Yes. They took out the extra word. Anyways, the next story. So, Activision Blizzard, they used to be owned by Vivendi. You might remember this. I say used to because Activision has so much darn money now, they decided to use their money and buy out Vivendi's stake in their company. Meaning that they are completely...
Steak.
Yes, they are completely independent now.
Sorry, Lysol.
Oh, God. Why do you keep doing that?
To keep you from getting sick?
Huh.
I know.
I'm temporarily...
Trust me.
Blinding me.
It's better for you.
Well, anyways. But yes. But Activision is now an independent company. They no longer have some sort of entertainment overlord. Even though they kind of didn't do anything with it. So yeah, I mean, this changes nothing. But I thought it was interesting. Our next story...
is sad.
Is a little more interesting.
It's depressing.
So, some of you guys know, and especially if you watch the Indie Game Movie documentary, you know that Phil Fish, the guy who created Fez, he's an eccentric fellow. I mean, he's smart, and he's really creative, and
eccentric
he makes
is the
cool,
word, good
he made
word
a
he
really
is.
Cool game... He's just a little outspoken, and he maybe doesn't know exactly when to talk and when to shut up, and maybe takes some things too personally that he shouldn't. Well, a journalist over at Game Trailers, who goes under the, I guess you could call it the screen name of Annoyed Gamer. He occasionally does video features over at Game Trailers, and this Annoyed Gamer guy went on a rant about Phil Fish and Jonathan Blow, creator Braid, and basically lumping them into one person who he referred to as Blowfish. I'm not making this up. And went on a whole rant about, this was, I guess, following the whole Microsoft policy change about the self-publishing stuff and how Phil Fish specifically didn't say anything about it. And basically this Annoyed Gamer guy was just like, dude, Phil Fish, this is what you've been fighting for a long time. This is the one time you don't say anything, what's up, and talking about how he's super entitled and he's a jerk and him and Jonathan Blow are giving bad names to indies and all this stuff. Well, Phil Fish wasn't super happy about this attack went on Twitter, ranted back to him, used a Futurama reference that maybe wasn't, that was obviously lost on the Annoyed Gamer guy. The quote, I guess, is, and I don't know, you might be able to remember what Futurama episode this is, but the quote is, "Compare your life to mine and then kill yourself." It's a quote, I guess, from a Futurama episode. And this guy didn't know that, and so Phil Fish tweeted this at this dude, and the dude thought it was an actual threat, like telling him to kill himself. And so, basically, yeah, that stuff went down, and Phil Fish shut down his Twitter account, locked it to only current followers. So if you try to follow him now, you can't.
Oh my god.
And he tweeted that he was going to give up on the game industry, and sure enough, on his game company's, Polytron's, blog, it was posted later that night that he, Phil Fish was leaving the game industry and that Fez 2 is canceled. Yep.
Oh my god.
Just a little bit of an overreaction.
Yeah, I'd say so.
There are some vocal people in the industry that are trying to get him to come back. Cliffy B wrote a blog post earlier today, basically saying, "Hey, Phil Fish, we still like you. Come back, make a game that we like because we really liked the last game."
You know
made.
What? My guess is he'll get his head out of his ass and he'll realize that he can make money off of making a sequel to this game, and it'll for still sure. happen.
I think he loves games so much that he's not going to leave for too long. He'll come back.
No, it'll come back as soon as he decides to cool down and, like I said, get his head out of his ass.
And the game trailers guy probably needs to assess what he said because, yeah, it was kind of out of nowhere when he wrote that piece.
He did call them some names. He should have put a quote from somebody with that. It's not exactly a common reference from Futurama, like, I don't want to live in this world anymore.
Right.
You know, that's
it's a little obscure.
Or bite my shiny metal ass. You know, if you had put that down instead of that,
it is a little obscure, for sure.
It would have made a little more sense. The guy would have got it.
Right,
It should have been quotationed or had a reference from such and such.
There's weird stuff on both sides. Yeah. And so, yeah, there needs to be some damage
control
here.
The whole thing blew up. They should just apologize.
But if this means that we won't be able to play Fez 2, that sucks. Because Fez 2 would probably
You know what?
Been
That's
cool.
okay, because I'd rather have Fez 1 fixed before I even play Fez 2.
It is getting fixed, so you'll have that soon.
Maybe.
Well, that has nothing to do with Polytron. Polytron already made that patch. Microsoft just didn't. They didn't just send it through Microsoft Cert.
I know, but who knows? Maybe this whole thing might mess with. I don't know.
I don't know. Well, regardless, it's interesting.
Yes, actually fixed. There were many glitches in Fez 1.
Fez for PC is fine, though. Play the PC version, apparently.
The Xbox version was very glitched.
Anywho.
We came across a couple.
And a couple of small stories just to wrap up. Tearaway, or as the Sony exec calls it, Tearaway, which is the media molecule that's the Little Big Planet guys game for Vita, delayed from October to November. So if you were looking for a game to play on your Vita, you'll have to wait an extra month for that. And the last story is that in case you were wondering, Xbox One controllers will retail at $60, and the headsets for Xbox One will retail at $25. Those are final prices. Ice all time. Right. That's all the news. That's it.
That's all the news.
It's all the news that's fit to talk.
So, let's go ahead and quickly jump over to the new video
jump
games.
Over.
There's why do I do that? I guess towards new video games because
this
there's
one's
only
actually
one.
A game though.
There's only one.
Okay.
There's only one new game coming out, and for all of you that care, all of you that don't.
Cloudberry Kingdom. Which, in case you don't know, it's a platformer, but what it does is it does randomly generated levels. And so,
yes. It gets insane. If you haven't seen anything on it, I highly suggest going on YouTube and looking it up, because it is the most insane game you've ever watched and will ever play. Just saying, it looks like the hardest thing ever. Yeah, there are like 5 or 6 different tiers of difficulty. The final one being just like, you'll sit there and like cry trying to figure out what to do. Just trust me on this. Look up Cloudberry Kingdom on YouTube.
So Chris will probably play that this week. because that's probably
that game looks like a lot of fun.
My taste. So
that comes out tomorrow.
You'll play that.
Ooh.
There you go. You have something to play tomorrow.
Okay, now PlayStation had said it was a first exclusive for them.
I don't know,
and
then
it was coming to other consoles.
Necessary.
We're not sure. I know it will be on the Xbox Live Marketplace, Wii U, and PC, as well as PSN, but we're not sure where it's going to go first, so...
I know that Sony said it was part of their play promotion. So whether that,
that
means
said,
that
I,
it's exclusive
it's
or not,
exclusive.
Maybe that doesn't mean that it's exclusive.
I don't
maybe
think it's an exclusive.
It.
I think it's on all of them.
It might just be a promotion. So yeah, check it out on... It's definitely on your PlayStation 3.
And that being said, talking about their, you know, their, as Xbox calls it, Summer Arcade, Summer of Arcades.
Yeah.
The Summer of Arcades is actually starting up next week.
Nacho
being,
Terror. I mean, no, that's not part
of it. That being said, Nacho Terror.
I thought it was Nacho
Did
Terror.
Did you say Nacho?
It's Narco
no,
Terror.
No, Brothers will be coming out next week as the first
Brothers,
Summer of
Arcades. Brothers, A Tale of Two Sons.
By the way, this year of Summer Arcade hits looks stupid.
Bros.
I am not looking forward to it. Last year was really good. This one, on the other hand, not so much. So, with that, we're going to be ending the podcast, and I will be getting some much-needed rest for tomorrow.
For your day off.
Yes. Well, in the morning, I will be purchasing Cloudberry Kingdom, so we'll see.
Alrighty. So, if you want to follow our lunacy, and if you want to enter our contest, which we only have 1 week left.
That's correct. Next Tuesday, we will be drawing from our contest. Our contest? Wow.
Yes. So check that out on our Facebook page at facebook.com/4creditspodcast. Follow us on Twitter at 4credits. Follow us on YouTube. Our channel is 4credits. And
podcast.
Our website.
4credits podcast,
podcast on YouTube. And our website, www.4credits.com.
And with that, we will be seeing you guys next week. So,
Whoa.
Peace out, everybody.